Poetry is motion. Poetry is emotion. Poetry is he-motion. Poetry is her-motion. Poetry is hurt-motion. Poetry is heart-motion. Poetry as a notion. Poetry was an ocean. Poetry is commotion.
Hello, everybody. I'm Stephen Pitters, and welcome to the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Folks, you know who you are, you know who I am, so you know it is time for you to reset and enjoy some poetry, prose, and at times music here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. This is Thin Air Community Radio, and we are on the stream at www.kyrs.org, where the young, the old, and the in-between gather to share their thoughts, feelings, and emotions. My special guest today is the noted musician Roger Stevens, a.k.a.
Retro Roger.
Retro Roger, all right. And as you know, the mission of the Spokane Poetry Program is to make available to poets and others the opportunity to share their literary works and musical skills. But guess what, Roger? It is time for the Thank You Minute. So is there anyone that you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Okay, first of all, let me say thank you, Stephen, for having me on your program. And I look forward to being able to present a few of my original songs. Mm-hmm. I would like to give a little shout out to a buddy of mine, Doug Roberts, who plays bass with me on occasion and has been instrumental in helping me to do some recording projects in the past. I'd also like to, since we're at it, I'll give a shout out to my friends in the band Floating Crowbar. Many of you are familiar with their Celtic music. Also, I'd like to give a little shout out to one Lucas Brown, mm-hmm. who is an up-and-coming Spokane musician. And I might even point out that just recently he appears in a political ad with his mother, Lisa Brown.
Okay.
So she must be quite the lady.
All right. Okay. And now I'd like to do a shout out to a young friend of mine, Caitlin, and another older friend of mine, Kathleen and Beth. All right. That having been said, I'm going to read one of my poems, and then I'm going to turn this show over to my special guest. This particular piece is called The Portrait in Her Mind. She was informed brusquely to wait patiently for this auspicious audience with the Honorable Father Time. She did, packing the drawers of her mind with numerous trinkets, fantasy adventures, less sheepishness, acts of bold attempts for the bare body to take hold, to lay down on her back, roll over, widen every avenue there was to offer, grapple on soft cushions, encircle her arms about his throat, bundle their legs, squeeze the body's hope like an octopus into a breathless turmoil, proceeding, if possible, to a standstill, then letting the eye pause and elope with the triumphant sweat dripping off their physical landscape, the salty taste testifying to their abundance of displayed raw indulgence. Her abdomen rose and settled slowly and rose again, now that his previous weight upon it rested parallel, crushing, soaking the fibers of the sofa where they had sped and spread. Her beaded face radiated absolute joy, as if her long-awaited prayers were answered, she being the supreme architect, however, of its quintessential perfecting. Dreams will wait, shuffle, and steadily navigate their evolution. In the midst of the battle, tears occurred, but only gasping contagion occurred. Presenting her to him, the master of her long-standing deliberation, an inkling of fear or hesitation was eliminated. The years of adroit preparation and a multitude of mental exercises was sated. Another turn, another shout, was all that she waited to experience. Their uproar was to be ever replenished. Time need not wait a moment to deny itself further causation or lamentation. Her self-assured posture, shoulders back, a controversial widening of the mouth, said naturally, "I am here. May I be of service?" Consciousness met its introspection and wanted to fulfill the goal desired. No further gap was left between us while she stood in her high red stiletto heels and black silk pants. She shone without deceiving, so I believe if we achieved velocity, I had only to advance and she waited, but she was not waiting, seeing me. Her impulse began doing what it must, distributing her sweet, ample cheers. All parts of me heard, felt, and applauded them, then rushed the couple in her industrious, elegant aspirations. If you're just tuning in, this is the Spokane Open Poetry Program right here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Now, folks, sit back and listen to Roger Stevens, a.k.a.
Retro Roger.
Retro Roger. Your show, Roger.
All right. Thanks again, Stephen. And I think one of the reasons why the handle Retro Roger is kind of stuck is because even my original songs are pretty old. But I do play a lot of cover songs from the 60s. A number of artists are rather of partial interest to me. Mm-hmm. But I would like to open with a song that I wrote in the 70s. And it's called Train of Thought. Did you ever feel that you had a mind to say things to make the world wake up to a better day? So I spend my nights stargazing the twilight zone. It's only my thoughts, they won't leave me alone. Feel a chill to the bone in my train of thought, in my train of thought, in my train of thought. We'll never know, never stop at your station. They said it's just a puzzle, so simple to perceive, but only if you have the will to believe. So I must rely on a beggar's alibi and one last sneaky trick left up my sleeve, one final reprieve in my train of thought, in my train of thought, in my train of thought. thought will never, no, never stop at your station. Well, traveling has been my stock and trade. If I have been there and gone, you'll know I never stayed. Well, I rolled into Vegas, right up to your front door. I gambled on lady luck to help even the score. Who could ask for more? In my train of thought, in my train of thought, in my train of thought, we'll never know, never stop.
My train of thought.
Indeed.
Okay. How did that one come by?
Well, let me have a little sip of my water.
Okay, you can do that.
But this was written in the middle 70s, and folks may or may not know if you're perhaps not old enough or weren't born then, but that was an era when... the youth generation were on the road a lot,
mm-hmm.
Packing a bag and, in my case, grabbing a guitar and getting out and sticking my thumb out.
Oh, yeah. I have the visual right running through my mind.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you're old enough. You've been down that road, too.
I'm playing my Jack Benny card there.
But, I, over a period of years, especially through the 70s, hitchhiked to a number of places around the country.
Such as?
I made a particular trip to Nashville once in the middle 70s.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, hippies were playing country music, kind of, the old traditional style mm-hmm. with a little more kick to it.
Uh-huh.
But I had some tunes, and so I went to Nashville part of the way... as a passenger on a semi-truck.
Mm-hmm.
And a weird thing happened the second day I was in Nashville,
uh-huh.
was when Elvis Presley died.
Oh.
So that was kind of a shocker
uh-huh.
To everybody, but especially me, being brand new in Music City and uh-huh. having the King die.
Oof.
But... some of the locals wasted no time in getting into the studio, and I would say in about 18 hours later, there was a 45 on all the jukeboxes in town called The King is Dead.
Oh.
So a few days later, I happened into a publisher, John Hartford's publisher,
mm-hmm.
and I was hoping to peddle some tunes. And some boys from Alabama showed up in a Winnebago to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And after about a half hour's conversation, we all got back in the Winnebago and went to Talladega, Alabama,
mm-hmm.
without doing any publishing business. But we opened for a concert they were hosting for Hank Williams Jr.
Mm-hmm.
at the Talladega Speedway. So... from there, I went to New Orleans, and I spent a year and a half there.
Oh, one of my favorite cities.
Yeah, yeah. While I was in New Orleans, I wrote a couple more songs.
Okay.
this is not indicative, this song, of this New Orleans style, we'll say, but I was pining for someone back home.
Okay.
So this is called Rachel.
All right, Rachel.
As a curtain falls on another day, I'm sitting backstage at the cafe, waiting for you. What I have to say burning in my head. If you don't show up soon, I might have to leave instead, or I'll just close my eyes. Suddenly I see it's just you and me, that stands right in between, burning in truth. When our eyes finally met, reflecting candles' flame, I decided to forget sake of our love. Rachel, I've got you right where I want you. How I lived without you, I don't know, and I don't want to find out. Apologize for being so late. You know how much I hate to wait. It gets heavy with time. Well, you smiled and said, I've got you too, and as you can see, I'm right here beside you. And she met me with a kiss. Rachel, I've got you right where I want. I lived without you, I don't know, and I don't want to find out. I don't know, and I don't want to find out. I don't know, and I don't want to find out.
Woo, Rachel, where are you?
Yeah.
That spiked an inspiration for a poem, which I started writing while you were singing and borrowing a few of your lines here and there, because it just got me going, you know. I'm like, Rachel,
look,
I want you.
A dozen or more lines going.
Oh, yes, it's rolling. Oh, I just said,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got you, and as soon as I met you, I wanted you. and I was just rolling. You may have to play that song again so I can keep writing this poem.
Yeah, well, that is a slightly condensed version. I mean, it's basically all the words. But, that was a song about Rachel.
Well, we're going to have to get back to Rachel. But before we get back to Rachel, because you probably have to take a breath and I have to clear my mind for a moment, just for a moment, and let the folks out there listening know that when they go to the KYRS webpage, there are many things which they can see and will see, very good information. And one of these pieces of information happened to be a picture of the front of a red car, and it says, donate your car, truck, or boat, and it's easy. All you have to do is give us a call at 855-597-7227 to arrange your free pickup, and you get a tax receipt for just making that particular phone call at 855-597-7227. And that is all there is to that. So make sure you check out KYRS, www.kyrs.org. Here's Thinner Community Radio Station in Spokane. Now back to my special guest, the one and only Roger Stevens, a.k.a.?
Retro Roger.
Retro Roger. All right. Now we can talk a little bit more about Rachel, because Rachel is running through my mind.
I wouldn't mind moving on, if that's okay with you.
That's okay.
But yeah, I spent a year and a half in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And this is back in the latter 70s. Mm-hmm. And they even paved Bourbon Street, recobbled mm-hmm. Bourbon Street while I was there, but that's an exciting place.
Oh, yeah. I went to school in New Orleans in Louisiana back in the day, way back in the day. And I had an opportunity to go down to New Orleans, Mardi Gras a couple of times, some of my favorite restaurants down there. Oh, gosh, you know.
The Napoleon House.
The Napoleon House. I didn't get to the Napoleon House, but I did get to Commander's Palace and Brennan's, and where they have a lot of these other really great food places, Chapel Tulis Plantation, if that's still there, I don't know, but this was way back then. So back to more music.
Sure. This song wasn't written in New Orleans, but it's probably a little more consistent with some music that you might hear there. Actually, this is a fairly recent song. And it's called Crazy Baby Blues. And when you're on the road, and I was here 3.5 weeks ago, I went to a bluegrass festival in south of Denver. And I met a gal, and she took me back to Denver because that's where I needed to catch a flight. Mm-hmm. It turned out she was a little crazier than I had anticipated.
leave that one off the charts.
yeah. So it happens on the road. Mm-hmm. So this is Crazy Baby Blues. Was hot like a revelation bearing down upon me. Other cars were on the road, which was turning this way and that. Suddenly you said to me, babe, I want to burn your hat. Done a number on me, baby. You done a number on me. You done a number on me, baby. Visualize as the road began to fade. Then I saw you in my rear view mirror, poking big holes in my shade. Finally, I let go of the wheel to let nature take its course. Just before I saw you on your getaway horse. You done a number on me, baby. You done a number on me. You done a number on me, baby. Volumes 1, 2, and 3. Tear that hope in two. Sometimes I stop and wonder, could it be there are two of you? I would give you everything if you would just try and stay true. You don't care how I feel, all twisted up over you.
You're rolling along. You're rolling along. And believe it or not, we're down to the last 3 minutes.
Oh, really?
I told you that was going to happen.
I have a poem then in that case.
Okay, then let us hear your poem.
Okay. It was written, I wrote it in 1978 after reading some of the supplemental texts to Tolkien's Lord of the Rings saga. So that's the inspiration behind this.
Okay, let's hear it.
Behold the Mithrae of my being, like a peregrine upon his shadowy flight, approaching the sweltering inferno with more than a file of light. The days have long gone mad at the mid-morning of the age of man, but you of the holy realm, to you I wonder and sing and know you overstand. The bloody evil eye is forever watching out. Its deathly jealous life knows that I'm about. And if my errand should thus succeed, or was there any doubt, this new age that man must stage will restore the legend's bane. Onward, Orlingas, I heard my captain's cry. But could a would-be king ever finger the ring and live to reign on high?
Well, great piece, very positive piece to end our show here. And Roger, it's been a lot of fun having you.
I've enjoyed being here, and I've enjoyed meeting you, and look forward to seeing you again, Stephen.
Well, I have the poem, the first draft of the poem, based, inspired by Rachel, wherever she may be. She has inspired me.
Indeed.
All right. So for Roger Stevens, I'm Stephen Pitters, your host for the Spoken Open Poetry program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. And good folks out there, we are out of here.